Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Barbaro Garby. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rusty Kuntz. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marty Castillo. Batting ninth. The DH, Howard Johnson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Perkint. Batting second. The center fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting fourth. The DH, Ken Phelps. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Milburn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mark Langston. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Kearney and he is out, Owen applying the tag. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kearney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jack Perkint is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkint hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Milburn juggles the ball. That's an error on Milburn. Parrish moves to third. Herndon moves to second. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson throws the ball into Owen who tags Kuntz trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Parrish scores. Herndon moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps hits a pop-up towards third. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowens. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Cowens moves to third. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cowens scores. Henderson moves to third. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Mariners, 1. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Owen. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0 for 1 in the game. Garby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 1 in the game. Phelps strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Milburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0 for 1 in the game. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Koontz hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perkins bunts towards the mound. Petrie fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perkins moves to second. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perkins scores. Bradley moves to second. It's 2-1, Mariners. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 2 in the game. Phelps hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Mariners. Dave Rezima now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Mariners 5, and the Tigers 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0 for 2 in the game. Kearney hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Domingo Ramos now playing third base. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-for-2 in the game. Garby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Tigers 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field. Coons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garby scoops it up and throws to first, with Razima covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Phelps strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Coons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coons takes first base on ball 4. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Tigers 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cowens hits a pop-up towards first. Garby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Bradley now playing left field. Dave Henderson now playing center field. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Mariners, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.